You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and tech is always changing and improving, and there's always new gadgets on the market. And one such gadget is the WeWalk, created by blind and partially sighted people for blind and partially sighted people. It is a new smart cane. And I'm not going to try and explain what that means, because we have Jean here with us today from WeWalk to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for joining me, Jean.
No, it really is my pleasure, Ellie. Thank you very much for having me. So, how do I describe WeWalk? Well, it really is an exercise in simplicity. And WeWalk is a combination of a smart cane and a smartphone application. And it's really quite simple. So the smart cane itself, we've taken the white cane, which we know and love. You know, I'm a white cane user myself. It's a great tool. And all we've done is we've chopped off the rubber handle at the very top of the cane, and we've replaced it with the WeWalk smart handle. It's got all the tech bits inside, but that means that you can keep using your white cane as you would normally. So the experience is super familiar. But with WeWalk attached, you get upper body obstacle detection, you get a built-in touchpad, speaker, and microphone. And by bringing all of this together, we give you hands-free control of the WeWalk smartphone application. And the cool thing about the smartphone app is it's also standalone, so you can choose to use it with or without a WeWalk. But of course, when you pair them together, you get hands-free control, which is really, really cool. You know, being able to navigate and get turn-by-turn directions without even having to take your phone out of your pocket. It's super useful to help you concentrate on the road ahead of you. But with our smartphone app, we truly believe that we have built the most comprehensive navigation application available for our visually impaired community. Again, it's an app which I love and use on a day-to-day basis. It's an app which my visually impaired colleagues use on a day-to-day basis. And it's got low vision mapping. So even if you have residual sight, you can use that with different color filters and text sizes. We've got public transport. So WeWalk will tell you about what bus or train's upcoming. It'll get you on the right bus or train. It'll even get you off at the right stop and basically take you through every step of the journey through one autonomous interface. And we have new features always coming up. So one thing that we love talking about at WeWalk is we're not just a static platform. Because we're a mobile app, we always have updates coming in. We've got the experience improving, and then we've got some pretty big R&D projects coming down the pipeline as well. So WeWalk today, it's very different than WeWalk was 6 months ago, and it's probably going to be very different a year in the future as well.
Lots of information there, and it's great to hear that you don't have to relearn how to use this. It's the same as any normal white cane, so you don't have to redo a course or anything like that to learn how to use it. It's just the tech that's built into it. So what are some of the features? You've explained traveling and getting onto buses and things like that. What are some of the other features that help people to navigate while they're walking around with the WeWalk?
Of course, and I just want to point out and bring attention to one of the points that you made there, Ellie, which is you keep the standard cane usage the same. And that's super key for us. Like, or your orientation and mobility is always your best asset as a visually impaired person. And we can only just provide tools to further augment that, to give you better access to your surroundings and to the orientation and mobility that you already possess. And we do that with a bunch of features. So the obstacle detection that you get with the WeWalk smart cane, that's super useful. Again, it's super simple. It's an ultrasonic sensor, which sends out ultrasonic signals. You can control the range of obstacle detection, and it just sends you back vibrations through WeWalk's handle. Again, really basic stuff, but extremely helpful stuff to give you that extra safety for things like low-hanging tree branches. Otherwise, the WeWalk app itself is a combination of a bunch of different mobility services. So we've got the navigation. That's simple as that. You type in your postcode, whatever, a business name, a street address, and WeWalk will take you there. We've got text directions, total voiceover compliance, low vision mapping as well. We've got the multimodal transport, so WeWalk can navigate to the stop, so you can see whatever buses or trains are coming to that stop. We have my places feature, so you can even save a bunch of places. So you can almost like set little breadcrumbs for places that you love or places that you often visit. And we've even got a new feature coming out supported by Microsoft called mobility tracking. So you can use your WeWalk device and your smartphone sensors to get some metrics on how you're moving. So your walking speed, your cane swipes per step, you know, stuff which you couldn't really get before without equipping a cane with a bunch of sensors. And when you connect WeWalk, that's when the experience becomes even better, because now instead of having to use your touchscreen and Bluetooth headset, which you still can, by the way, you can still use a Bluetooth headset with WeWalk, but when you've got your smartphone in your hand, when you connect WeWalk, you can put that smartphone away and use WeWalk's built-in touchpad and voice to get your navigation, see what's around you, you know, check out what restaurants and businesses are around you. It's really very cool.
It is very cool. And you've certainly been getting a lot of attention. In 2019, you were listed in Time Magazine's Best 100 Inventions, and the congratulations is in order more recently because you were selected as the Startup of the Year by Amazon. How does that feel?
Absolutely incredible. I mean, when WeWalk first started as a small, pet project at the YGA as a social impact initiative, I don't think anyone would have imagined that we would have sort of achieved such global attention so quickly. But again, this is all down to our visually impaired community and the people that supported us. So the RNIB being, such a great partner to us. We're even an ongoing research partner for a project that's, UKRI funded. So there's so much work we're doing with organizations such as yourselves and our community that have brought us to where we are today. And we are extraordinarily grateful for that. I honestly cannot thank everyone, be it our individual users who believed in us in the early days, to our big tech supporters like Microsoft, who stepped in there and went, you know what? Let's do some cool tech stuff for visually impaired people. So it's been a bunch of people getting behind us and supporting the mission. And now we're just, we're moving along, we're growing. We're getting more WeWalks out there. We've made our app standalone as well, so users can download it right now and try it out. So we're doing our best to give back what the community has given us through these last few years.
So what do you think is the number one best feature about the WeWalk?
Ooh, you see, this is going to be a questionable one because every user will have a different set of features. For me, because I have residual sight, I have something called Leber's congenital amaurosis. It's similar to RP. I love low vision mapping, and to the best of my knowledge, we're the only app that actually does that low vision mapping. So I always fire up my WeWalk wherever I'm navigating. I know others love our obstacle detection because they're sort of more, they'd like that full body coverage. Whereas in daytime, I'm more of a symbol cane user. So again, it completely varies based on use case. But I can almost guarantee you, no matter what level of sight you have, you will probably find the feature of WeWalk that you'll really like.
What's next for WeWalk
That's a big question.
then?
I've rambled on for so many minutes. I'm gonna ramble on for so many more. I'd say it's our R&D collaborations. So again, as I mentioned previously, WeWalk isn't a static platform for us. It's not like we just built a hardware device and called it a day. It's super important for us to collaborate with other organizations to bring in new features to WeWalk that we might have never imagined previously. One of them is that mobility tracking feature. So that feature was powered by Microsoft. We're using their services to power it. It's not easy just sort of using sensor data to understand what a cane swipe is. It takes months and months of development and literature and research. And it's really cool. So that's one of our biggest features. The next one is our enhanced navigation system, which is being supported by Imperial College and the RNIB. So we're looking at expanding WeWalk's navigation capacities indoors. And of course, we keep adding small features here and there. So multimodal navigation is one which recently came out. We're looking towards things like voice assistance, breadcrumbing. In the next 6 months, the WeWalk app should have even more features.
Brilliant. Well, keep in touch and best of luck for the future. And thank you so much for joining me, John, and taking the time to talk to us today.
No, thank you very much for hosting me, Ellie. It really is a pleasure to be here. And I just can't wait to hear more visually impaired people's thoughts on WeWalk and what we're doing. And if anyone has any feedback or would like to get to know more, then you can always check us out on WeWalk.io.